morning. This is Craig Clark.
Morning, Craig. It's Doug with Hudson Russ. How are you today?
Good.
Good. I got the recording started. I'm going to mute myself and let you do your thing, all right? If you need anything, just shout for me, okay?
Yeah, thanks. I don't know how many people, because we've done this a couple of times and there's not much of a change, but yeah, I'll let you know.
All right. Excellent. Thanks.
Hello, this is Craig Clark. It's now 10:01, and I will start the public hearing for Hume-Wiskoy Solar 1 and Hume-Wiskoy Solar 2 LLCs, and both in the town of Hume. This is a public hearing which will deal with both financial systems for both projects. My name is Craig R. Clark, and I'm acting as Executive Director to the Allegheny County Industrial Development Agency in connection with the project, which is subject of this public hearing. Today I'm holding this public hearing to allow citizens to make a statement for the record regarding the involvement of the agency with the project, these two projects, for the benefit of Hume-Wiskoy Solar 1 and Hume-Wiskoy Solar 2, LLC, State of Delaware Limited Company, Liability Company, excuse me. Proposed projects consist of the following: the acquisition and a portion of approximately 124 acres, parcel of land, tax map 16-1-2-21, located at Mills Road in the town of Hume, a construction on the land of approximately 5 megawatt AC solar generating facility, including panels, racking, inverters, electrical cables, battery storage, grid internet connection, site preparation, access roads, and any other required improvements. These are two separate projects. One is noted as Hume-Wiskoy 1, another one is Hume-Wiskoy 2, and they both are 5-megawatt projects. The project is the acquisition installation of therein and thereof of related fixtures, mix, machinery, equipment, and all their personal property. All the foregoing to constitute a solar energy generating facility to be owned and operated by the company. Granting of certain financial assistance with respect to the following included potential exemptions from certain sales tax, use, real property tax, real estate transfer tax, and mortgage recording taxes are being considered for this project. The project and financial assistance were subject to previous public hearing conducted by the agency on the 9th of June at 10 o'clock and it's July 20th at 9 o'clock local time. And we had similar, meetings for the, that was for Wiscoy 2, for Wiscoy 1. We had similar meetings that took place. I intend to provide general information on the agency's general authority and purpose to provide assistance to the proposed project. I'll then open for a comment period. The project is approximately, both projects are approximately $11 million in size, and with the benefits for both projects, about $1 million for property tax, the net of a pilot, and for about $400,000 in sales tax exemption, mortgage recording tax, about $58,000 for each project. So I noted there are two separate projects, but we're running one public hearing for both of them since they're both located in Hume and by the same company, similar companies. Because one is LLC 2, and that one is LLC 1. Other than that, we're doing this primarily because of the fact that here we are. Provisions of Chapter 1030 of Laws 1969 of New York constitute Title I of Article 18A of the General Municipal Law, Chapter 24 of the Consolidated Laws of New York as amended, Chapter 99 of the 1973 laws of the state of New York as amended, codified as Section 906A of said general municipal law, authorized the agency to provide, promote, develop, encourage, and assist in acquiring, constructing, reconstructing, improving, maintaining, equipping, and furnishing a manufacturing warehouse, research, commercial, industrial facilities, among others. The purpose of this meeting is the general municipal law of the state of New York. Prior to the agency providing any financial assistance of more than $100,000 to any project, the agency, among other things, must hold a public hearing pursuant to Section 859A of the Act with respect to said project. Since the proposed project financial assistance provided by the agency is above $100,000. After consideration of the application received from the company, the members of the agency adopted a resolution on May 14, 2020 to hold a public hearing authorizing executive regulatory agencies to conduct a public hearing with respect to the proposed project pursuant to Section 859-A of the Act. So we actually have obviously sent this out and mailed. It was published on October 18th in the local Spectator newspaper, and copies of those public hearing are available if someone wants to see those, but it has been published. Written comments and notice of the public hearing indicated any written comments could be addressed to Craig R. Clark, Executive Director of the agency. Written comments there have to be received. No written comments have been received prior to this meeting, but if there are written comments after the meeting, prior to our board meeting, we will use those and present those at the meeting, which is November 12th. I'll now open the public hearing for public comment at 10:08 on both projects. Again, this is for Hume-Wiscoy Solar 2 LLC, the Hume-Wiscoy Solar 1 LLC, both located in the town of Hume, both of approximately $11 million size. If there's anyone that's interested in making a comment, I would like to make sure you recognize and basically it's placed in the record of who's on this phone call or who's making the comments. Is there anyone currently on the phone that wants to make any public comments? If not, we will hold the public hearing for a total of another 15 minutes just to be sure. There we go. Someone on? Hello? If there's anyone on, could you please
hello. Yeah, hello, Craig. It's Terry. I just thought I'd listen in.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Yep, nope, it's me.
Okay. Do you have any comments? You're the only
person I don't have any comments
identified so far. Huh?
Yep, nope, I don't have any comments. I was just going to listen in on the presentation.
Okay.
Thank
you. I just went through the presentation piece, so right now I'm just opening up for public comment.
Oh, okay. No, I don't have any comment. I lost the number, so I just found it, so I did clock. I thought I listened in.
That's okay. It's not the first time. I had trouble getting on sometimes, not this time, but the last time. So, yeah, I went through basically this is for Hugh Muskoy Solar 1, Hugh Muskoy Solar 2, and basically you've already had two public hearings. We're doing a third one basically because it's been a minor change in the pilot, but not really a large change in the net financial assistance project.
Okay.
So if not, I'm going to just, if you don't have any comments, just so you know, I'm going to leave it open for 15 minutes in case someone else does show up.
Okay. Yep, that's fine. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. So I'll leave this open. Again, I said 15 minutes, so we will close the public session at 10:25 unless there's someone that comes on in between. We will obviously like to hear public comments, but if we don't have any, we will close at that time frame. And it's now 10:25. It's been open for another 15 minutes. There are no one online. No one publicly wants to make comments, so we're going to close the public hearing. Thank you. This is Craig Clark signing off. Bye.